I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In this book, I am saying that we cannot really intercede for anybody, not even for ourselves, unless we fuel it with God's Word. And it is God's Word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. It is God's Word that's going to really pierce our hearts and infuse us with that faith, with that abundant faith that is going to lead us to the abundant life that Jesus actually tells us that he's going to give us, because he is experiencing, Jesus is also experiencing this abundant life. And this book is about God the Father inviting you and I and every listener to enter into this perpetual love affair that Jesus has with the Father. And for me, it happened because even after 20 years of going into the jails and speaking in churches, you know, writing this book that I wrote first, I got diverted. I drifted. And I began to think, hey, now I went to Wheaton College. I have a BA degree. I have a master's degree. Look at all the success that I am having here. So I stopped praying. I just did it. And I began to depend on myself. And what I did was I quenched the Holy Spirit. That's what I did, you know. And God had to use my own wife to almost lose her life and lose a few fingers in the left hand by being hit by another lady here in Wheaton, and she was inside that vehicle for 90 minutes bleeding. God had to use that very dramatic experience to begin to awaken me that I was treating my father as a paramedic. Many of us think that we can come to God whenever we want to. Many of us have needs. Many of us has things that are that we want God to help us with. And many of us are used to do it, only came to him when we were in need of the Father. In other words, we don't want him for who he is. We want our Father for what he's going to give us. And that's why many people come to Jesus, because we want the benefits, but we don't want the responsibility. In other words, we want Christ, but we don't want the cross. We don't want to be responsible. And when things get tough, then we blame God for it because we are not obeying him. So I was not being an obedient child, an obedient son, because I did not really want my father. I wanted what he was going to give me.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.